The Wrangell Medical Center Foundation enjoys success over Memorial Day weekend. Golfers from around the state and the nation flock to Wrangell's Muskeg Meadows to participate in the foundation's second annual charity golf tournament. 17 teams competed in the four-man best ball tourney for $2,500 in cash prizes. Wrangell Medical Center CEO Noel Ray says he was pleased with the event's turnout.
We had a fantastic turnout, a bit better than we had hoped. We had 44 folks last night and another 64 tonight, so 110 golfers over the 2 days. We're very, very happy with the turnout. It seems like everybody had a good time.
Foundation Chairman Mark Robinson says the tournament is one of the foundation's biggest fundraisers. He says the proceeds from the tournament will go to various projects at the medical center.
We have one, it's a cancer care project that where we offset expenses for people that need to go get chemo or whatever, travel and to other places. And we're also have a project where we're doing planning for a new building, a new hospital building down the road. So we're pretty busy, and so far we've been pretty successful on bringing money in and trying to focus on things that Wrangell needs to improve healthcare.
A dinner and auction followed the tournament where two staffers were honored for their hard work at the Wrangell Medical Center. IT Director Bob Szymanski and Facilities Manager Brian Smith were awarded the 2009 Janet Buness Award. The award is given to the individual or individuals who work hard to improve health in Wrangell. Smith says the honor took him by surprise. He also praised the hard work of Szymanski, who wasn't present at the dinner.
Yeah, Bob, he does all the weekend maintenance, you know, when I'm not there, so I don't have to go in there 7 days a week. And the building's getting old, man. It's old. So reactive maintenance is getting daily, at least a half a day. And then I do the preventive maintenance and then, you know, just do what I can to keep it going.
Smith also thanked his fellow staffers, family, and the people in the community who voted for him and Szymanski. As for the tournament results, the Bartlett Regional Hospital team placed third with a score of 16. The AICS team turned in a score of 16 to place second. First place went to the team of Chris Savage, Matt Moran, Jim Stewart, and Kevin Zeman. They also scored a 16. The Bartlett team took home this year's Southeast Hospital Invitational Trophy as the hospital team with the best finish in the tournament. For KSDK, I'm Tony Gorman.